And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Nan Cuba is the founder and executive director of the Gemini Inc. Literary Arts Center, and she has written a book. It's been published, Body and Bread, and it's a tale of family secrets. It's a tale of uncovering the and families coming apart also, you know, what the things that bring us together also sometimes tear us apart. And I want to welcome Nan Cuba to The Source.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So so you wrote this book, Body and Bread, and I want to also say that you're a professor of English at Our Lady of the Lake University. And
yes.
So and with Gemini Inc., you've been someone who's been very important in developing the literary culture of San Antonio and bringing authors and encouraging people to write and telling them that writing is an act of courage. So how does writing as an act of courage, how does that incorporate into your book, Body and Bread?
What a great question. I've never had anyone ask me that before. I was taught in my wonderful MFA program by all of my teachers, but in particular Robert Boswell, who now teaches at the program at the University of Houston, that you needed to be very honest when you were writing. In other words, you had to think very honestly about experiences that you'd had, and even though it made you uncomfortable to go to places that might be painful, you needed to dredge those up, and you needed to find a way to use them in your fiction so that your fiction addressed issues that readers would relate to and feel were important. It's my theory and my teacher's theory that when you're not honest with your writing, that the reader can tell that. It feels artificial to the reader, and the reader feels manipulated. But when you can be honest and talk about experiences and ideas and people and problems that you've had and disappointments and experiences in honest ways, that makes for fiction that becomes universal.
Our phone lines are open, 614-8980. If you want to call up and ask Nan a question about her book, about her road to getting published, and I know it was quite the road to getting published, the number is 614-8980. And so, Nan, how long did it take you to write the book and then get it published? What's that story in itself?
It is a story. Actually, my adult daughter says that she likes the book, but the story of publishing it is the greater story. It took me over 20 years, actually. This novel started as the first piece was a flash fiction piece, actually. It was 5 pages long. It got published in the Columbia University Journal, but that was when I was a student in my MFA program. I graduated from there in 1989 with a thesis of stories, which then became the foundation of the book. And I've been working on it since then, adding to it, changing it, developing it, and quite frankly, getting better as a writer all along, so that now the book truly is the best that I think it can be, and in great part, that's because of my wonderful editor, Victoria Barrett, who is one of those very rare editors. We don't have them in the industry now like Victoria, who chooses only 4 books a year to publish at Engine Books because she is a hands-on editor, and there is an extensive revision process with each book, not only mine, but all of them. And it is a miraculous experience because she is so extremely gifted as an editor, and it's thanks to her that this story has been as polished as it is, and I'm very grateful to her for that.
There will be a book launching event on Friday at the Southwest School of Art, and that's downtown at the in the Coach Chapel, 300 Augusta Street. It's going to be it's a Gemini Inc. event. You're going to have actors portraying, doing a reading, and it seems like it's going to be a great event. And this novel was a top pick for Oprah's Book Club 2.0. That's quite an achievement.
It's a surprise and it's a blessing, both. I'm still trying to pinch myself into realizing that it's true. Again, I think in great part the thanks goes to my editor, Victoria, who sent it and who also has something of a relationship with the editor there, who looked at the book and I guess thought it was worth recommending.
the title Body and Bread. What does that mean?
Well, certainly it's obvious reference to communion. It's attempt to connect with the spiritual world, because that's very much prevalent in the story. But it's also the split between the body and mind. This is a brother-sister story, and the brother is very caught up in the physical parts of life. And the story is about him committing suicide. And as a result of that, the sister is very damaged and retreats into her mind. And so it's the split between the body and the mind, and it's an attempt to connect with the spiritual world.
It demonstrates that when someone does commit an act of suicide, the damage is widespread. And it's also about a look from the family from the inside out. And as brothers and sisters grow older, we grow apart and don't see the world the same way.
You've said it beautifully. That is exactly what it's about. And what I say to people when I talk about the book is that Sarah, the protagonist, decided to use her anthropological skills to look very closely at her childhood years because she wanted to try to understand how and why her brother Sam committed suicide. And I think that as I was writing it, in great part, I was trying to discover the answers to those questions about my own brother. But now that it's written and it's out in the world, when I talk about it now, my hope is that it will demonstrate the damage that's done to people who are left behind when a loved one makes this decision.
Now, in the book, and you get to the end of the book, there's a twist. I'm not going to give it away.
Thank you.
No spoiler alerts. You got to read the book to figure that out. But some people have said that the twist with that, the revelation, it brings up more questions than answers. But that's very much like life. We don't have the tidy little closure that we all seek.
I absolutely feel that way. And since this is a novel that is told from Sarah's perspective, that's exactly what she says at the end of the book, is that you have to live with questions and that questions becomes her new home.
The other part about the book that I really liked is that it's dripping Texas. You really get a feel for Texas, the natural, because they spent, as kids, they spent a lot of time outside. You can hear the chicharras, the mockingbirds. My lips burned when they talked about eating the Mustang grapes. So it's very much, you get that feel.
Thank you very much. I do believe that the setting almost becomes a character in itself, and it is a world that creates an atmosphere that is, I think, very sensual and evocative, that supports the story and the characters in their lives, and that was purposeful. I'm glad it had that effect for you.
Well, I want to remind everyone that there is a book launching event, a party, I could call it, which will be on Friday, and it's free and open to the public at the Southwest School of Art, and that is at the Coach Chapel of 300 Augusta. It's going to be quite an event. We'll have a reading, we'll have performances, and a great chance to talk to you, and your editor will be there?
My editor, Victoria, will be there, and a cast of wonderful actors who bring these characters to life. It's amazing.
All right. Well, Nan Cuba, I want to thank you so much for joining us on The Source on this, and thank you for the book. And I look forward to seeing you on Friday at the event. And I need to thank Paul Flav as the show's producer. Texas Public Radio's program director is Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is our web producer. We get production help from Catherine Dixon. I'm David Martin Davies. The Source is a production of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom.